Financial problems, 17%. Major illness, 14%. Divorce, 11%. Childbirth, 11%. Loss of a job, 11%. Depression, 10%. Unemployment, 8%. Car accident, 8%. Near-death experience, 8%. Pregnancy, 3%. And no identifiable preceding life event, 36%. Specific childhood events in panic sufferers. Unwanted or neglected as a child, 59%. Physical abuse, 54%. Verbal abuse, 45%. Violence in the home, 37%. Parental violence, 33%. Sexual trauma, 31%. And left alone, 31%. Secondary phobias. As mentioned earlier, panic anxiety disorder is often accompanied by other conditions, such as depression or alcoholism, and it may spawn more phobias than just agoraphobia. Many of these secondary phobias are connected to the places or situations where the panic attacks have occurred. For example, if the panic attack strikes while you're riding an elevator, you may develop a specific fear of elevators. If it attacks in a movie theater during a particularly scary thriller, you may become phobic of movie theaters or scary movies in general. Because of these secondary phobias, panic anxiety disorder causes some people's lives to become very restricted. Many panic sufferers begin to avoid normal, everyday activities such as grocery shopping, driving, or even taking vacations. Life can be pretty miserable if you allow these fears to take control of your life. Often, the only way many people can continue a normal life and participate in necessary activities, such as going to the doctor or dentist, taking trips to see family members, collecting social security checks, etc., is to be accompanied by a loved one. They just cannot trust themselves when alone. They feel vulnerable and fear that a panic attack will incapacitate them with no one there to help. Basically, they avoid any situation they fear will provoke an attack that would cause them to feel helpless. When do panic attacks occur? Panic attacks can occur at any time of the day or night. They can occur when you are at the height of some aggravating battle at work, or when you are quietly relaxing on the beach. A fairly high percentage of attacks, 61%, come while going to sleep. Quite a few occur during sleep and wake the sufferer. Since these patterns are quite common, let me comment on them. Why would a panic attack occur when you are relaxing or sleeping? It is a well-known fact that most stress symptoms don't appear when you are at the height of your stressful situation. Take tension headaches, for example. They don't attack while you are intensely preoccupied with some deadline and rushing to finish up a project. Tension headaches strike after the project is over, or more commonly, as you leave the office to go home, drive home, or sit down to unwind. This is how adrenaline works. During the emergency, adrenaline protects us from pain or stress discomfort. Only after adrenaline has done its job does it demand its penalty. I believe that panic attacks follow these stress patterns. They may be precipitated by a highly anxious situation, but they can just as likely occur when the stress drops or when you lie down to rest or go to sleep. What can you do to prevent panic attacks? What can prevent a panic attack? Good preparation. After a stressful situation, allow yourself plenty of time to unwind and do your unwinding slowly. In other words, avoid a sudden drop in adrenaline. For instance, when you first